It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. This season, we focus on the all-time captains for the green and white. In the 60 seasons of Beaver hockey, some of the best people to wear the green and white have been named as team captains. Tom Ceratori joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. Tom Ceratori became the head coach of the Beavers in 2001. In his 17 seasons in Bemidji, he's had some great captains. The final team to play in the CHA was captained by Chris McKelvey. McKelvey is also now a coach. He and his brother Zach are assistant coaches for Army. Chris McKelvey was one of the best defensive forwards to ever play at BSU.
The thing that separated Mac over all the other guys as a defensive forward, as you know, he had NHL, big-time NHL legs, and he played a lot of games. I think Chris played between 250 and 300 games in the American Hockey League. And it just tells you again, he had a defined role. That role transferred when he went to pro, and he was just an eyelash away of playing in the National Hockey League as a role player. I don't think there's any question, and he had good buy-in with his role. And you know what? And it probably wasn't easy when he was a freshman, but because he was in and out of the lineup. But Mac grew. He grew. His game grew every year, and he had some big goals. I remember he had the hat trick against Colorado College one time as well. But his game really grew, and his legs were unbelievable, and he could recover, and he could pressure the puck, and he had a good, and he also had good length. He's 6'1", and was he unbelievable in the weight room too? And he was one of those quiet captains. Mac didn't say much. He might have said things maybe behind in the locker room when the coaches weren't around. But I tell you, when the coaches were around, he never said anything. He just worked. And he did his job, and he took a lot of pride in his job. And another class kid, just a class act, very serious, very serious. Mac wasn't as much of a jokester maybe as some of the other guys. He was really serious about the game of hockey. He was serious about training. He was serious about what eating, his health, and just everything. And again, I think that's obviously, again, what elevated his pro career as well.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. BSU Beaver Men's Hockey on Mix 103.7 and online at BeaverRadioNetwork.com.